Disappearing sources of clean water have been a major concern for Bay Area residents. Aquatic biologist Thomas Chrisman said saltwater intrusion has contaminated freshwater aquifers.
Here in Florida, population started on the coast. They put their wells in right at the coast to get water. They started sucking out the water. In comes the salt water. And the coastal communities that I'm familiar with in southeastern Florida just kept moving their wells farther and farther inland. The population advanced in front of them, and they have massive saltwater intrusion. Again, where we don't have water, surface water, we don't have groundwater, and it's going to cause major strife. In Johannesburg, a few years ago, In a world conference, United Nations came out and declared that water is a basic human right.
According to a U.S. Geological Survey, two-thirds of all fresh water is stored in the polar ice caps and glaciers. Chrisman says that with climate change contributing to glacial retreat and the loss of ice caps, water scarcity is predicted to be both a cause and cost of conflict worldwide.
Environmental instability breeds unstable populations, breeds strife. And the last thing you want is for the critical areas of the world to be under strife for simple things like water. In dealing with water management around the world and responses and of human populations, you have to fine-tune it for the local population. One model does not fit all. That said, we have a tremendous experience with water management here in Tampa Bay and Florida in general that we can use as a model to help other communities around the world come up with their own management plans. And people are part of ecology. Don't buy any more bottles of water. Get a Brita filter and do it at home.
Local water contamination is another concern. Phil Compton with the Sierra Club says that citizens can help by using less phosphate-rich fertilizer, since Florida's soil already has enough phosphorus.
The sensible approach, what our neighbors have done in the last couple of years, is to ask people to do their part, because it turns out that a lot of the nitrogen and phosphorus that's causing this problem to make our waterways sick comes from our lawns. We use three times more fertilizer than we did just 10 years ago all over Florida, Hillsborough, Pinellas County. It's the same thing. If you put your fertilizer on your lawn in the rainy season, you're talking about when it rains. Well, it rains here in Florida June through September, and then not so much the rest of the year, right? Very simple. So use a slow-release nitrogen that you can apply in the spring and again in the fall. That's now the law in St. Petersburg that's going to go into effect starting next year.
Much of Tampa's water comes from the Hillsborough River. A property in the northeast part of the county, known as Cone Ranch, contains wetlands that feed the river. Councilmember Mary Mulhern says she wants it protected.
The city council passed a resolution and wrote a letter to the county commission and told them, we want to keep Cone Ranch in public hands. So we took a stand on it, and you know, it's not great to interfere with other local government entities, but that's our drinking water, and that's where it comes from. So I think that hopefully they're paying attention.
Kent Bailey is working to protect Cone Ranch by defending it against being sold to the Florida Conservation and Environmental Group, who he believes intends to purchase it for development.
Over the last 2 years, the city of Tampa spent $14.2 million to buy water from Tampa Bay Water because the Hillsborough River ran dry. Historically, Cone Ranch was somewhere between 65 to 80% wetlands. Restoring it to its historic condition with the wetlands the way nature made it in the first place will provide a steady, natural flow of water out of Blackwater Creek that has been purified by the wetlands. This is what Hillsborough River needs. This is what Tampa needs, so they don't have to spend $14 billion over the next 2 years buying water to replace the water that is gone out of the Hillsborough River.
According to Councilmember Mulhern, the city is taking steps to reuse reclaimed water as a conservation measure.
The other solutions proposed for reclaimed water, one of them is expanding our reclaimed water system. And the other solutions they're talking about are using it for power plants. I won't mention any names since we can probably guess which one it is, because they require so much water. Another is to pump it back into the ground to recharge the aquifer. And I guess what was the other one? To put it back into the Hillsborough River, which Phil has been fighting forever.
Dave Randall currently works as president and executive director of the Wellness, Health, and Lifestyle Education Center. Regardless of the threats posed by climate change, he said that carbon emissions remain a serious problem for oceans.
Reduction of carbon emissions is the only solution to ocean acidification. and 350 is the number that is healthy. We're already past this number, and we're going up, not down. Local organic food reduces the use of fertilizers, thus reducing water pollution, reduces energy transport costs, reducing carbon emissions, and increases the freshness of the food and strengthens the local economy. Kind of a no-brainer if you think about it.
St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse said he thinks a rail system will make the region's current land use paradigm more sustainable while reducing carbon emissions.
I think actually the biggest opportunity we have is our shot at getting high-speed rail in January. And then both sides of the bay going to light rail. And the reason I say that is that those are the things that allow us the possibility to radically change where people live. And because people who live in multifamily units use half as much water as single-family homes, and it provides us the best opportunity to not build on the wetlands. I don't think we have the political will otherwise, but if we could change how we build and go to live, work, play, high-density areas around the stops, then that changes everything.
There will be a fertilizer workshop on December 9th at 2 p.m. in the County Center in downtown Tampa. You can learn more on our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.